Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The San Francisco Police Commission is set to take up a proposal which would stop officers for pulling people over for certain types of traffic offenses. But the debate now is over just which offenses they should be. Phil, so what's behind the proposal?
Well, we have a long-running debate, at least in the last couple of years. It began with questioning about police tactics. It began with questions about racism in the United States. And it culminated in, you know, defunding the police, reimagining the police, and also the question of whether, you know, these pullovers, traffic stops are fair. Now, the initial intent is what we're talking about is they don't want officers to make too many of what's known as a pretextual stop. That's when an officer pulls over a driver for a minor offense, let's say expired tags, no license plate. But actually, they want to investigate for something else. And sometimes that includes searching the car if it happens to be driven by somebody on parole. Sometimes it results in nothing. Other times it results in them seizing a gun or some drugs. But it's the goal is to say, okay, let's try to differentiate between like traffic stops that are for crime versus just traffic stops that are sort of intimidating. And with five times as many blacks in San Francisco being pulled over as white, that's the question, is how do we achieve that balance? Berkeley already banned a lot of what they call low-level stops, you know, including things that might questionably be like not wearing a seatbelt. Is that a safe thing? Well, you're not going to get pulled over for it. Remember, click it or a ticket doesn't work there. Expired plates or other things like that, they are banning the police from doing it. In San Francisco, it's a little more complicated because they started out with a list of 18 that included some things that people weren't very comfortable about, like not pulling people over if they made questionable U-turns or unsafe lane changes.
Huh. Is it a staffing issue or a money issue?
No, I think it's a philosophical issue what we have here, is that people on the police commission and people in the public, there's a sizable group in the Bay Area who say that, you know, the police are pulling over too many minorities and that this often is, it's just, you know, they're picking on them. And, you know, I got to be honest that, you know, sometimes police do use this as a tactic. If there's a lot of shootings in an area, they can blanket it and start pulling people over for minor infractions and looking to see if there's guns or anything else out there. And you got people that can abuse it. And it's a question of what do we do about it? In San Francisco, they're also trying to balance the public safety because at the same time that they're saying they don't want the cops to be pulling people over, they also want safer streets because we're having a high fatality rate. So, Brett, this is the balancing act we're seeing going forward where people have ideas and ideals, but they're really not sure about how to implement them.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.